Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, King of glory, we say thank you. We worship your holy name for another grace that you've given unto us. Being at your feet to learn, take all the glory, Jesus. Father, your word says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Your word is going forth right now. Lord Jesus, heal the sick. Raise the dead. Set free, O Lord. Deliver the bound and let the captive be liberated. Thank you, Father, because you will do it. Lord Jesus, what you want your children to receive, to hear right now, let it go straight to them. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is good. And all the time, can you shout all round mercy? Shout all round mercy. Your time of experiencing the mercy of God has arrived. And now is the time. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for this month in which God has upheld us and blessed us. We give thanks to God because Almighty God has upheld us and blessed us. And I pray you will enjoy His mercy in the name of Jesus. God has a monthly package for everyone. As the word of God has proved and delivers testimonies before published, I pray you will have testimonies this month. In the name of Jesus. The voices from Zion that has been brought forth to you today is titled All Round Mercy. All Round Mercy. All Round Mercy. The book of Psalm 22 verse 10 says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. But he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Hallelujah. I declare in the name of Jesus, God will disgrace your enemy this month. You don't understand that prayer very well. I want you to say your amen. The word of God in the book of Isaiah 54, verse 4. Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widow anymore. I declare again, in the name of Jesus, God will disgrace your enemy this month. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you will experience the supernatural act of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Exodus 11 verse 1 says, the Lord said unto Moses, yet I will bring one plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go. And when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out, ends altogether. I declare, in the name of Jesus, those who said you will not go to higher level will be transferred for your sake. In the name of Jesus. The same way Almighty God hit Pharaoh with plague, that he let the Israelites go with mighty hand. Those who say you will not go higher, Almighty God will transfer them. What they will keep attending unto, that they will forget you, Almighty God will assign them to it. In the name of Jesus. The book of Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7 says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God, the judge, he putteth down one and setteth up another. I declare into your life, in the name of Jesus, those sittings on your progress will be unseated right now in Jesus' name. Those who are sitting on your progress. The same God that said he lifted up one and bringeth down another. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. That same God will unseat those who are sitting on your progress in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. 1 to 3. Bible says, now the Lord hath said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that cursed thee. And in the name, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I declare in the name of Jesus, all the blessings that you have been denied is coming to you this month. All the blessings that you have been denied of are rushing to you this month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of John chapter 9, verse 8 to verse 10 says something there. It says, the neighbor therefore and they which before had seen him that he was blind said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto pray in the name of Jesus, Almighty God will change your status. Almighty God will change your status. The reproach that people have been seeing all over you, that have nicknamed you, that has now make you to be called a name which was not what you have been named. I pray that status, that shame, that reproach is turning around to glory right now in Jesus' name. Is turning around to glory right now in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all of this law. I declare into your life, in the name of Jesus, God will reveal the secret behind your battle to you this month. As this word of God is coming forth right now, the secret behind the battles of your life, the secret behind your sickness, the secret behind your downcasted position shall be revealed unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Psalm 94, Psalm 94 verse 23, the word of God said, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. I declare into your life, in the name of Jesus, those who cause your tears will be wiped out in the name of Jesus. Those who are behind your tears will be wiped out in the name of Jesus. Almighty God has done it before, and he is able to do it again. If he did it for the Israelites, that by his mighty hand, remember that I would not say we are, the pain was so much for them, but those who caused their tears, they went with them into the Red Sea. They never come out with them. I declare to your life, those who are behind your battle, in the name of Jesus, I declare their end right now. I declare their end right now. In the name of Jesus. The book of Psalm 7 verse 13. He hath also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. In the name of Jesus, this month shall be the month of judgment for your enemies. It shall be month of judgment over your enemies. It shall be judgment over your afflictors. It shall be a month of judgment over your tormentors in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Bible passage we read, Psalm 32, verse 10 says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked. Now, there is a question we should ask. Who is the wicked? The wicked is in two faces according to the scripture. According to the word of God, the wicked are in two categories. Hallelujah. According to the scripture, when you refuse the truth in the Lord for everything you do, when you refuse to trust in the Lord for everything you do or everything you achieve, you do things in your own way without considering what God has said, then Bible called you wicked. Bible called you wicked. Because that shows that you are not obedient. So Bible called you wicked. The second set of people that Bible categorized as wicked is someone who enjoys suffering people. The wicked is a person that rejoices in the tears of others. The wicked ones are those who never want life to be better for you. Who are the wicked? They never want anything better to happen for your children. Something in them abhors good things. Something in them hates good things. Bible calls them wicked. In the book of Psalm 62, verse 3 to verse 4, Bible says, how long will ye imagine mischiefs against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a barren wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consort to cast him down. From his excellency, they delight in lies. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Hallelujah. That's the wicked. I pray in the name of Jesus, the wicked one afflicting your life shall receive the judgment of God right now in the name of Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Don't forget the written title, All Round Mercy. All Round Mercy. You enjoy the mercy of God. When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, he went his way and he suffered for it. In the book of Jonah chapter 1, Bible says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cried against it. Hallelujah. For their wickedness is come all before me. But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Hallelujah. Please, sir, rejoice at anything God tells you. Rejoice at anything God tells you. Maybe directly from his mouth or through his word. Whatever God told you, no matter how unreasonable it is to you, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. God told Abraham to circumcise every male in his house. Abraham did it. He went ahead and did it. The book of Genesis 17, verse 10 to verse 13, emphasize on this to us, saying, this is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation, He that is born in the house or brought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with money must need be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. Verse 22-26 continues saying, and he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham, and Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that we are born in his house, and all that we are brought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the self same day, as God has said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in his flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the self same day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son. Hallelujah. When God gives you an instruction, don't delay. Don't do what? Don't delay. Procrastination is dangerous. Because by the time you are delaying, you may have a change of mind. You may have a change of heart. I pray in the name of Jesus, because the mercy of God has gone forth right now, what you need to do to amend your ways shall be revealed unto you right now in Jesus' name. What you need to amend your ways shall be revealed unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had been washing Jesus since birth. She kept that her son. She knew that her son was different. She knew. Everything was in the book of Luke, chapter 2. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that had it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept these things and like, wow, can this thing be? And she pondered upon them in her heart. It continues in the book of John, chapter 2. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. They were at the marriage. Yet Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not the groom or the bride mother. Yet she told Jesus, they have no wine. Jesus answered, "Ah, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." Mary knew her son from birth, and she told the servant, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Whatever God tells you to do, please go ahead and do it immediately. What? Do it immediately. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Tomorrow, maybe too late. Do them now, now, now. As long as you are sure it is God within you. As long as you are sure it is God within you. Don't claim to know better than your curator. Don't try. Don't think you can rationalize with God. You know. If I do this, if God says I'm concise, I can just like do it for all my servants. Don't try to reason out God's instruction. Don't try to reason. When God instructs you, obey. Obey, obey, obey. Whatever God, as long as you are sure, be sure that it is God. Because there are times that you may receive instructions based on your own perception as human. You may, your own human spirit can lead you, can instruct you. So, but as long as you are sure that I am convinced that this is God, then obey. Do what? Obey. Obey, obey, obey. You don't claim to know better than your Creator God. If He kills you, nobody can ask Him. If God kills you, nobody, no more can ask Him. Have we forgotten? In that book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 6, what does it say? 1 Samuel 2, 6, says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up alive. The Lord, where is that high court, you want to sue God to? Who is that judge that you want to sue God to? Not on this earth. The head is the Lord. So who are you to sue God? Who are you? If God kills you, nobody can ask Him. So why don't you obey that God? Why? The judgment upon your enemies is by mercy. If Almighty God will judge your enemy, it is because He's showing you mercy. If you obey God and trust Him, every way He will cause your enemy to bow before you. But you have to obey God first. You have to trust Him first. You have to surrender to Him first before He can do for you what only He can do. There are things that it is only God that can do it. There are things that it is only God that can do it. The book of Isaiah 60 verse 15. Isaiah 60 verse 15. The word of God says, whereas thou art been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Hallelujah. God covenanted mercy with everyone that trusted in Him. If you trust that God, there is a covenant of mercy. You know, when you trust God, it is just like a little child. If you can trust God like a little child, I'm telling you, you will enjoy it to the fullest. You know, just imagine a baby, a toddler, your own precious child, that you have been so much playing together, that when you go out, the moment you come back like this, if the baby is on the chair or on bed, she will almost jump like, daddy! Or like, because of what? You've developed this closeness, relationship with you and your daughter, or with you and your son. Now imagine, if your child is now on the roof or on an exalted post that the baby is standing, that normally, if she should fall or jump down from that place, the baby can break his or her leg. And you ask it, come down, and because of the level of trust, you said, jump, let me carry you. The child will easily jump, and because of that level of trust the child has for you, he will do whatever you ask her to do. He will do whatever you ask him to do. That is how God wants us to trust Him. Jesus, be my guide.
Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.